For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We want to note a passing in our theater community, Michael Lodick.
Yes, lovely man, director, designer. Very sadly, had some kind of an attack, they think a heart attack, while he was attending the Nance at the Subversive Theater and died shortly thereafter. One of those people very rare for a theater community, a very humble man.
I understand he was described as just a real sweetheart.
Yes, yes. It wasn't until he had died that I even knew that he had graduated from the prestigious theater program at Catholic University. He was a skilled theater practitioner and is deeply missed by people who loved him very much.
Well, let's talk about young people. Plenty of young people are going to be on stage at Shays this coming week for Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock. I have to admit, when I saw those words together, Andrew Lloyd Webber and School of Rock, based on the movie starring Jack Black, it was a double take for me.
Well, I saw the Broadway production and did not even know this was in the repertoire or coming. I was unfamiliar with the source material, and I enjoyed it a lot. And it's not all that surprising that in between all of those Puccini-esque musicals, or before them all, was the first rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, and it's a long and varied career. I can remember studying Jesus Christ Superstar in school as a junior high school student, that seventh grade semester of opera where we did Carmen, we did Jesus Christ Superstar.
Hey.
Of course. But in between, everything from Evita by Jeeves, Phantom of the Opera, this is a long and varied career. So it's not all that surprising. The one that doesn't seem to fit is By Jeeves, which is an adorable musical about Bertie Wooster.
Really? I did not know he had written a musical.
Absolutely. And Bertie was played by Buffalo's own John Scheer on Broadway.
Wow.
And it was delightful. But then again, audiences, well, this is not what we expect from Andrew Lloyd Webber. Well, what do you expect from Andrew Lloyd Webber? His work is extremely varied.
Well, I'll just throw it out there. I guess my favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber musical would be Jesus Christ Superstar. Although, you know, I did like Phantom. I couldn't stand Cats. Other than the great melody, Memory.
Which is actually not T.S. Eliot added in at the last moment. You know, T.S. Eliot, proud moment, a Tony Award for Cats. If I'm to choose a favorite, Evita.
Nice.
Patti LuPone, not the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
She's not allowed back in New York. Patti LuPone, the original Broadway Evita, though not the first Evita, but that's complicated too because she was the original Norma Desmond. London famously did not do it for Broadway. That was Glenn Close.
Mm-hmm.
Lawsuit to ensue. But to but to get the full details, you have to read her book.
Her book?
Patti LuPone, A Memoir.
A clever title. On your advice, I went up to Niagara University to see Federico Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba. I've got to tell you, Anthony, wow.
One of the great 20th century dramas.
But it does remind me to remind everyone it pays to go to some of these student productions. That's where you see the young people before they start appearing in professional shows, such as, ta-da, Significant Other. What a hoot.
Over at BUA, yes, Significant Other, comedy by Joshua Harmon about a young gay man whose friends are three women who one by one get married and before he's found anyone and he finds himself alone. Presented as comedy, but speaking to a truth of modern life. The laughs are abundant and the cast is young and attractive.
They are that. We had a whole lot of fun. Huge kudos to director Chris Kelly. I asked him, are all those stage directions, all those bits, all that shtick, is that in the script? He said, absolutely not.
No,
it's
absolutely
just dialogue.
I'd seen the New York production, and Chris's production is much more lively and inventive. It was played very close to a realistic vein in New York, and sensing the bumped-up nature of the comedy, Chris just embraced it and went for it.
He sure did. It's a BUA at the Alleyway Theater. A whole lot of fun. Significant Other.
And you recommended to me that championship season at the New Phoenix Theater, and I did get over there. And I was thinking, why do this now? Why do this now? And of course, by the time they're through, it's very clear why do this now. There are very echoes of the contemporary political situation in our country.
You think?
A country divided, and indeed, every character more reprehensible than the one that came before. But they are not held up as role models. They are held up to be loathsome. But that was a lot of fun.
And once again, Mr. Chase, you're a star of the big screen, well, big screen TV, and however one chooses to get one's internet, because the Shaw Festival 2018 season preview is now available.
Oh, it's Tim Carroll's star. It's just me getting to talk to him, and he talks about the upcoming season and what's in store for us all.
Oh, you're too modest.
It debuts April 6th on WNED, but you can actually take a look at it earlier on the website.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.